Blog Talk Radio.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Meet me, Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my Lord. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Welcome to Jungle of Rider Radio with your host, Tavik, co-host, Gittle G, the co-host, Psycho Killer. Yeah, since it's just me at the moment, we're just going with another track here. I say we go with some fucking Boondocks, Angel-like. Here we go.
Forgot about me and her and the river at night.
That my coworker pulled a Chris today.
Pulled a Chris. Man, that could be many things.
Well, let's see. Chris pulled a 174. I'm too stressed to call in. So, in other words, you're too stressed to hold the phone. This bitch pulled a, my neck hurts, so I can't stay at work, even though it's only a 4-hour shift.
My neck hurts.
Because she goes going like neck pain or something like that, and she goes, I go, I'm like, bitch, you better fucking stay. It's only a 4-hour shift.
Wow. She can't speak English, and she can't handle a tiny bit of pain.
Apparently not. Considering the fact she doesn't, considering like all she's doing is fucking standing there and weighing up fucking meat and shit. That's all she's doing is just standing there and just fucking putting the fucking pork loins on the fucking scale, weighing them up, pork shoulders, weighing them up. How the fuck are you gonna hurt your neck from doing that?
I have no idea.
I mean, come on, fucking, my back's been killing me. But then again, you know, that's because of the fact I'm there doing most of the fucking lifting. Lifting out the boxes, putting them on the fucking U-boats, bring them out. All this bitch has to do is just stand there and fucking weigh things up.
I don't know. For 4 hours, man, that's real easy.
I know.
Shit, man, I had to put shit on shelves for like 8 hours every day, man, when I actually had a job. And that sucked.
Yeah, so, you know, she ended up leaving telling the manager that her neck was hurting. Every point of the years, he looked at me like, bitch is dumb.
Pretty much.
So I pretty much just left me by myself for the entire 4 hours doing everything myself.
They only have two people working there.
There's only two people on tonight. Me and her. Well, then it's just me.
Jeez.
That's okay, you know, because I already told people, shit, next time me and her are working together, I'm going to pull that same shit and go home. But, bitch, you on your own. If you fuck up, it ain't my fault.
Yeah.
But, exactly how long does it take to take a shit?
Long time.
Apparently. I'm sending a message saying, tell him, quit taking a shit. Call in.
Quit taking a shit. Sure, he's going to jump right off.
And Facebook retorted. Says, fail to send message.
Facebook is a fail.
Yeah, but it's the one with Christmas shit. Yeah, see, with you, I can send some. But except if you send it to Chris, he doesn't receive absolutely shit.
Dude, whoever the hell made this damn game is fucking retarded.
What game is that, Star Wars?
Yeah, because I entered in some cheat codes or whatever, you know, just because... I don't know, I could. And some of them, if you enter them in, it disables you from saving anything.
Oh, fuck.
So, you'd have to, like, play it all the way through and then, like, purposely die and shit like that to come back to save it.
Damn.
I don't know why anybody would ever think to do that or why you can only... Why you can only enter in cheat codes when you're playing the game. Like, why can't you put them in before you start the game?
And the best cheat code of all, if you enter it in, you can't save shit unless you die.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. But at least, like, what I wanted saved on there, like all the lightsaber crystals and all the costumes, that stayed on there. And that's pretty much all you can really unlock anyway. The rest are just, like, moves and combos and shit like that.
Damn.
But then, like, on top of that, like, they got the whole trophy thing. They got all these trophies that you have to get that you can't even, like, play these missions and shit. So how the fuck am I going to get them?
I don't know.
It's like, defeat Han Solo or defeat, like, Jabba the Hutt and shit. Like, these people weren't even in the game.
So now what the fuck?
So I'm guessing, like, whatever the hell the special shit is when this game came out, man, you gotta, like, have that, maybe?
Probably.
Special packs, download shit. That's another thing, man. They don't have an online thing or anything for this game.
I didn't think they would.
Because it came out in like 2008, 2009 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'll never be able to complete 100% of trophies on this game because you can't do most of the shit.
I mean, unless you can find some code that unlocks it all.
No, you can't even unlock levels.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Hey, how much did you spend on that game?
I don't know, like $10.
Yeah, you got ripped off. You got ripped off. Spent $10 on a game when you came in and unlocked levels.
It's because it's not part of the game.
Well, damn.
Now, if it was a part of the game, they would be unlocked.
True.
But all the levels, man, I beat all the damn levels once. After that, there's nothing else to do.
I swear, I think Chris must have did something to his fucking Facebook to where he can't fucking receive messages.
maybe you're not his friend anymore.
Well, I mean, of course, just remove him.
Yeah.
But then I wouldn't be able to re-add him because since I'm blocked for a month.
Again? Damn. See, I stopped doing that shit, man, because I stopped adding people.
He's got that kid with him again.
What the fuck, man? Kill that kid.
Yeah, I told him quit taking that shit call, and he goes, his nephew's here asleep in the room next to me. I'll call in for a bit, but I can't stay long or be too loud. Bitch, you ain't that loud, period, anyways.
Bitch, it's your house. Like, does this dude live in, like, an apartment or something? What the fuck? You gotta be quiet all the time.
I have no clue.
Can't he, like, go into a different room?
Or go outside? I mean, you know, it's not winter anymore.
Yeah, you can go outside. It's nice outside. Shit, man, nobody around here is quiet. Like, what the fuck?
Chris, you're an idiot. But I got some new music to play. This is Murder of My Sweet. Track is called Fallen.
Touch your tender.
And we're back. So, Ghetto Man, what you think of that track?
It was a good song.
Yeah, I mean, like I first heard it on what was it, Pandora Radio.
Let's see.
Well, Chris says he'll call in for a bit, but he doesn't even bother trying to call in. Dumbass.
It's what you get when you get a child dealing with a child.
That's what you get for letting your kid come down. Let your fucking nephew come down every single fucking day. Tell that kid to stay home.
Yeah, where the hell does this kid live at?
Fucking New York, apparently.
He comes down every fucking weekend?
Chris
must be here. I just heard a big sigh.
What's up, Chris?
Not much. Trying to keep quiet because this is my dad's in the room next to me.
Again, why is that kid there every single fucking day? And almost like every week.
Not.
Bullshit. He was there a couple of days ago. He's back again tonight.
He was here this week only, and this is the first week in like 2 months he's been here.
He was here last week too. Don't you remember? I can't play video games. My nephew's here.
I mean, doesn't that kid have a home?
Yes, he lives in New York with my one sister and my brother-in-law.
What do they do, just drive him down every weekend?
No. He's just been here the past 2 weeks for a few days each time.
Man, that kid doesn't need to be like there all the time.
Again, I say, what do they do? Drive there and back? There and back?
No.
Was he walk back and forth? Is he adamant? Like, what the hell?
To explain like this, because they both have to sometimes travel out of the country for their work stuff.
Well, tell them to stay. Well, tell them to stay in the country.
A while.
Man, take that fucking kid with them.
They can't control that stuff. I mean, if your work calls you go somewhere else, you gotta go.
Yeah, but they gotta take the kid with them, can't they?
Can't they get a babysitter?
I guess not.
They do at times, but then again, a babysitter in New York costs a whole shitload more than a babysitter that somebody in the family would cost.
But isn't it going fucking $20 for a babysitter? What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait. Why is it expensive for a babysitter, man? You choose the price.
Like I said, in New York.
You still choose the price there, Chris.
Man, the babysitter don't be like, look, you pay me this. No, motherfucker, you get what I fucking give you.
Exactly. So what the fuck?
I don't care where you live. You can live in fucking China for all I care.
Yeah, that's my point. So why does it take... I mean, come on, it's like fucking $20 for a fucking babysitter, Chris. That's probably the highest you'll find is $20. It's not that expensive for a babysitter anywhere.
Yeah, Havoc does it for free. He's like, I watch your kids. I love children.
Except for Chris's nephew.
He said, except for your nephew.
Someone had to say it.
It's 40 or so. So since you're beating off and he ain't gonna talk, what other music you got to play?
I ain't beat off. I'm playing games. I'm playing Bleach again for a little bit.
But whatever you want to call it.
Besides, Chris, you saying you can't be that loud? Bitch, you ain't loud, period. You quiet as a motherfucker anyways.
Well, you know, you got those moments where he just wants to scream and he's screaming. Oh, wait, no, that never happens.
Exactly. Well, I got music from Lacey Sturm, who we formerly know as Lacey Mosley of Flyleaf.
I don't even like them. But great, wonderful. Let's hear it.
Alright, this track is called Heavy Prey. It was actually used for the Underworld Awakening soundtrack.
Oh, I still haven't watched that movie yet.
What y'all think of that one?
It was amazing. It was something that would keep Chris's nephew entertained.
Man, get a hurricane. All you did to keep that kid entertained is give him a fucking water for the whole one.
Man, every time that kid's there, man, Chris fucking roofies him. He's always sleeping. He's like, play a game with me, Chris. And he's like, here, drink this.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, Chris. I didn't speak with him.
Then he tries to play it off like, yeah, be quiet. It's like, I'll be quiet, man. Get my wake up.
This kid roofied. He ain't waking up for a good long ass time.
Oh, man.
See, even because it's quiet, so that just means it's true. Whatever.
We don't even need him to answer.
It was even funny the fact that he didn't even say whatever anymore either.
No, we just get.
Yeah, that's what we get, is a sigh. Aren't we lucky?
Yeah, we're the lucky ones. You're the lucky one. Should play that song.
It is roofied.
Should play that song. Do you know what song I'm talking about? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll make sure we have it on the soundboard.
It should be there. What the hell was that song? It's like Blam. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. There we go.
Story time, bitch! All across the East Side!
What?
I'll represent Del Rey!
Bye.
we're back. The question is Chris back with us? Probably not.
No, I'm not.
See? I knew it, bitch.
They call me a bitch because I say, no, I'm not.
Hey, you know, Chris, you're at your house, so you should be able to make the rules. So, I mean, if the kid's sleeping, who gives a fuck?
Damn it, give us an answer, motherfucker. Knock, knock.
Chris ain't there.
No one's home.
Chris, you're a bitch.
Well, I guess we better keep it going, man. What else you got to play?
Let's find out. We're going to go to some bizarre.
Anybody here? We got the game. Break up right here. Anybody care?
be back. Like niggas with fried chicken.
What? What? Is he going to play the fried chicken song now?
May as well. I'm out the window that you kill. I love me some chicken.
Who doesn't?
Well hit him with it.
Do it up.
Oh, you guys, I'm trying to record this video like 200 times. But this is for all my people that love you some chicken. I love me some chicken so much I decided to write a song about it, so listen. I bust the windows at you, y'all. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. Smelt that chicken from afar. I traced that smell right back to your car. I'm taking this chicken at your car. Don't really care how hungry you are. I'm addicted to chicken, it is not my fault. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken, I just love my chicken. Cluck, 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 you touch my chicken, I beat you up. When I fry my chicken, you gotta go. Ask me for a piece, you out the door. Eat my chicken with crystal hot sauce. Eat it so much, call me the Rooster Boss. Cock-a-doodle-doo, they see me coming. That's when all those chickens start running. Barbecue sauce, finger licking, licking your lips. Gotta have my chicken. Man, stop playing, I'm fighting for some chicken. Do the mic session, I'm fighting for some chicken. Fry my chicken, fillet my chicken. Grill my chicken, you can bake my chicken. My mama know how to fry that chicken. In that kitchen, taste so crispy. What I'm thinking? Chicken, busting windows out your car. I thought I saw myself at church's bar. Something, something that's up from afar. I chase back to your car. I'm taking the chicken out your car. I'm addicted to chicken, it's not my fault. Don't really care how hungry you are. I guess it's the sweet aroma. I'm taking the chicken, not your car. I have my chicken. I need my chicken. I love my chicken. I put nothing above my chicken. Chicken.
And we're back. And Chris, to answer your question from last night, I think the track,
I think the match I'm looking more forward to, because I think it's going to be more, a little bit more detained than the rest, would probably be Caitlin versus AJ.
Yeah, because they delayed that match for like 3 months.
No, they didn't really delay it, Chris. Okay, Chris,
okay,
explain to me.
Like
hey, Chris, explain to me, how did they delay it?
Because hasn't AJ been the number one contender for like 2 months now?
But they never set a date for it, Chris.
Yeah, but I'm just used to whenever somebody's the number one contender, them actually having the title match at the pay-per-view after they're announced the number one contender, not holding on to the number one contendership for a couple months and then doing it.
No, not TNA. Chris,
when you're number one contender, that means you can challenge whatever you want for the title.
Well, I'm just kind of used to it with WWE, them making them challenge, like, fast, not have them waiting on forever.
They don't have, Chris, but that's the thing, though. When you're number one contender for any title, you have the opportunity to make the challenge for whenever you want. You can challenge for that title whenever you want, man. That's the thing. You know, there's no specific date, there's no specific time for what effect for when, you know, the number one contender has to challenge for that right then and there. I mean, come on, you know, it's the same thing that goes for rematches. you know, if you got a rematch clause in your contract, you can ask for that rematch for whatever you want. It could be a live show, it could be a fucking Raw, SmackDown, pay per view, anything, you know. So like, it doesn't really matter which pay per view does. They do that. I mean, AJ, you know, I mean, like, AJ finally decided, you know, that she wanted to challenge for the Divas title at Payback. Because if you notice, though, too, Chris, the same time AJ won the fucking number one contenders, that's when the whole fucking mysterious lover of Caitlyn came around. Because it was AJ playing mind games with Caitlyn to pretty much, you know, catch her off guard and just pretty much, you know, mess her mind before, you know, she has to challenge for the Divas title.
Yep, but then again, now that we go to TNA, what about the Knockouts Tag Team Champions? Because they have a set time period where they can not have a title match. And that's totally null and void.
But not really.
Yeah, but they have that they have to defend at least once a month. And it's in like 8 months.
Well, yeah, hello. Chris, do you expect them, you know, to challenge, you know, to defend the title if Eric Young is not always there?
Well, then they should have stripped him of the title with ODB and put on somebody else.
You just don't seem to get how this whole thing really works, though, Chris, with titles. I mean, you know, if... I mean, more than likely, they're Christian. I have a feeling they also deactivated the Knockouts tag team titles as well.
And yet they mentioned them on Impact this last week.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Because ODB and Eric Young, you know, could have been the final Knockouts Tag Team Champions. So, I mean, think about it. If the titles were really active, then, you know, they would be having them compete.
Well, the fact that it seemed like it's pretty active on Impact. Pretty much proves that they're not even following their own rules.
Yeah, I guess. I say we go with some Blaze. And we definitely go in for that fucking wrong and tough shit. So here we go with this.
I try to feel the sunshine. We're standing in the rain. You try to hold me down with all your restraint.
From the me and David play with no magician, no illusion, no subliminal, no hypnosis to your brain. I'm untrained. Girl, it shouldn't try this at home at all. I'm a relapse perfection, knowing this is on my fault. I face the whole bit. I drink and talk a little shit and see who got the balls to pull a strap and really use it. That's where the fun comes in. Cause after they pop me, they gotta hide my body. So no one suspects it. A body stop me. It's interesting to see the means and attack it. To make so that my death is tucked away nice and safe.
I try to feel the sunshine.
But it threw me over the bridge. It's like I was some garbage. Of course I wasn't conscious, not dead in the sense they thought I was, but a slug of your dome will get you caught up. Cause I'm not invincible. I could die a million times, each time more painful than the first. Still have to bow, both hands are tied behind my back. As I'm breathing dirty water, my legs are being worn to death by the sewer rat. I move erratically to make them work for the meal. I dislocate my shoulders, I tip out just like banana peel. I'm close to drowning again, 10 minutes to count me to them is my record, so I'm feeling like I'm ahead. And points was a few from the rest, but it's all good. Best believe that good boy, you'll be back to walk the neighborhood. An old time waterlogged and bullet bitten. They be like, I can't believe that he did it. He really escaped. But some real gangsters fed my legs into a hood chipper, but the blade got caught in my bone. Cause I woke up screaming and noticed that my right foot and leg was gone. My eye popped out of socket and dangling on the cheek. They must have strangled me to sleep cause I'm unable to speak. I must have screamed just the side of my head cause they still think that I'm dead. They using the shovel to scrape away clumps of the bread from out the chipper to pry my legs out so they can chop me up manually, bag me up and throw me out. No sweat, give me a week. In a roll of some duct tape and a shovel to dig the rest of my body up and I'm straight.
Correct you on that. That belt is still active in TNA. So just don't give a fuck to make them defended by the natural rules.
Well, of course, there really are no natural rules, though, either.
But they did say originally that it had to be defended at least once a month.
And Chris, how do you know that they don't defend it?
Because the belt has not been defended since lockdown. and that was a hell of a long time ago.
Yeah, of course, you have to realize there are live events where, you know, they can actually defend the title of that, too. Plus, you know, you got to think, you know, there really aren't any knockout tag team anyways, you know, to actually compete for, you know what I mean?
Well, true. I guess it's just a totally failed belt then.
Well, it's not really a failed belt, Chris. Just, I mean, you know, just because they don't defend it doesn't make it a failed belt.
Well, it's a failed division that they tried to put a belt for, which didn't work.
Again, Chris, not really that much of a fail, considering the fact, you know, it's been there. That division's been around for a while now.
No, I mean the knockout tag team thing.
Yeah, that division's been around for a while now, Chris.
But not the knockout as the tag team. Like, that belt only came out, well, I can't, 2009, and it was last defended, like, in 2012.
You got to think, that's also pretty much when they had more of a, you know, knockouts tag team division.
And now they don't.
Well, no, because, I mean, you know, the Beautiful People aren't there anymore. I mean, come on, like half the teams that, you know, that were together broke up.
Which happens with tag teams. But I mean, hell, I'm in 3 and TNA in the regular tag team division, but yet they put more teams together.
Yeah. But there's not that many, you know. I mean, come on, Chris, there's only like 12 knockouts.
And the Derek Young, who I guess is an honorable knockout.
Well, I mean, considering the fact, you know, he did compete for it.
And won that belt.
I mean, see, I mean, the Beautiful People aren't there anymore. I mean, all that really are left of the Beautiful People are Madison Rain and Velvet Sky.
Tara is still there.
But Tara wasn't part of the Beautiful People, Chris.
Yeah, but she was still part of one of the teams that won the belt. TNT with Brooke Tesmarger.
Well, Chris, I'm talking about the Beautiful People. Those two had nothing to do with the Beautiful People. The Beautiful
Only
People
thing,
were...
Other teams. That were there, that won the belt.
Yeah, and he also had Mexican America, Rosita and Sarita. Get Awesome Kong and Hamada, Hamada and Taylor Wilde, Sarita and Taylor Wilde. So pretty much, there hasn't really been that many teams lately in a while.
Yeah, they should just vacate the belt. They're not going to use it.
Well, I don't think they're going to vacate it, Chris. I mean, what they're going to probably do is just, you know, deactivate it and just, you know, leave it with ODB and Eric Young. Let's see. I think Rosita and Sarita, they've been gone for quite some time.
And we have a caller from Ohio. 740, who's this?
What's up? It's Miss Cyanide.
What's good?
Not too much, man. Like, just working on some new shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm getting ready to drop a new album. It's a work in progress, man. I haven't listened to you guys in forever. I just happened to log into an old email and I saw you guys had a radio show still going.
Yeah, we're still going, just we, you know, haven't had too many listeners lately.
So how many listeners you guys getting here recently and shit?
Not too many.
Oh, yeah? I mean, I used to do Miss Sinai's Twisted Fuck Shop back in the day.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Venom and, like, the whole Deadly Poisons thing's no longer together.
Damn.
Yeah, so he's off doing his own thing, and I'm doing my own thing. But we did play second stage at the Gang of the Juggalos 2011.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking awesome.
But, is there anything you want to hear? I mean, if we got it, we'll play it. If we ain't got it, I'll try to get my hands on it.
Man, I don't even know. Like, I've been trying to check out, like, some of the new shit that Psychopathic's been putting out, like, the Purple Gang, and I heard DJ Clay's dropping some new shit, and Twisted's going to be dropping a new album.
Man, all that shit you just mentioned, man, you don't even want to hear that.
Really?
Yeah, the new DJ Clay sucks. I mean, fucking,
turn this way, ICP did a cover of Lil Wayne under a goblin.
What? That's crazy. I mean, the one song I did hear off of Purple Gang or whatever was Mary Jane, and I believe it's got, like, Sugar Slam on it, rapping at the end.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I really like the song she did in Big Money, you know, Wrestlers, but, like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, her as a rapper is not that great.
Hell nah. But I mean, they did just again release a video from the new artist.
Yeah. Is Boondocks dropping any new shit?
Well, probably by himself or something, but like he ain't with Psychopathic no more.
Oh, I know. They all went off the label or whatever. But it's crazy that they're going to still like do shows at the Gathering.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know why they would start bad.
Yeah. I mean, if I wasn't on a record label or whatever, I wouldn't show up. Like, fuck y'all.
They even said they were even down to do more Dark Lotus shit.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
But, here, check it out. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play Psychopathic's brand new artist, Big Hoodoo. Track is called Hey. So let us know what you think.
All right, definitely.
Whether drawn in flower on flat ground or traced in the air, the sign of the crossroads is always the juncture where communication between worlds is established, where the traffic of energies and forces between them is set up. On a book, handwritten. Only one in the whole damn mix. Black leather bindings, ancient. All them other replicas ain't shit. It smells of death with a hint of garlic. I dropped it once, it bloodstained the carpet. It talks to me as I turn the pages. Everyone that owned it died, I'm courageous. Taught me how to bend a spoon with my mind. And now I can twist the head off a spine. I throw knives that don't really exist. Yeah, they split a body up into kibbles and bits. I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. This gets scary. Talk about wicked shit, I'm neck deep in it. The book taught me well and I can use it any minute. I might play games, massage your brains. Before you jest, a pile of remains. Take your soul into dementia.
future and leave it there. The worst place you can be, I feed off your fear. I jump through portals anytime I please. I keep jars full of eyes, they draw flies and bees. While I tear alone, rattling bones, banging my skin drum. We're not alone, I'm cryptic, hoodoo, doomed in time. And when I die, you can summon me through these rhymes. I deal with the dead and make a promise or two. In return, they grant me the power of hoodoo. This gets scared, cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling. This gets scared, cause I'm about to get weird. When the dead come calling, from out the mud they're crawling.
I'll throw a hat, I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat,
I'll throw a hat.
And we're back.
Man, I don't know what to think. I don't.
I mean, hey, it's better than Cold 27.
Oh, anything's better than that.
So what album is that off of?
So it's a new album coming out July 2nd. So then, what's his name? Big Hoodoo is his new guy.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, like, I do my own thing, and, because, you know, I do music, and I do my own thing, and, like, you know, I use what inspires me, but I haven't been keeping up on what's going on at Psychopath, like, really. I'm just being honest, you know, like, I'm a juggalo, well, juggalette, whatever, you know, however you want to call me, and I just think shit's getting crazy. I think that maybe the label is actually dying and they're just running out of ideas and shit. I mean, you got to think about the boys are getting old. You know, they got families and shit. You can only write about so much shit before your brain fucking goes dead on you, I guess.
It's very true.
I mean, as being an artist myself, I mean, at times it gets hard for me to write shit. It takes me sometimes a while.
Yeah. I don't really think Psychopath is dying off too much. I mean, you know, they keep bringing, you know, artists, like, new artists. At the same time, you know, they need to stop fucking having black artists fucking paint up.
Yeah, they bring black guys in and they try to, you know, make them all painted faces and shit.
I don't really see nothing wrong with that. I mean, I did like the ROC, but then, like, him and Jay got into it and, like, the ROC punched Jay in the face.
Yeah, but last I heard, I don't know, he was supposed to come back.
Oh, yeah?
And then he left again.
And then he left again.
The music game and everything that goes on in it is really fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, they had Dayton family, and they didn't last too long.
Yeah, I mean, look at Project Born. They've never really come back. I mean, what about Zug Island and Motown Rage? You know, where's all these other groups at now, you know?
Zug Island's with them now. They're back again.
Oh, are they? That's what's up.
They were just on the last tour.
Cool.
Yeah.
Some of them are not.
Jumpsteady's back with them, too.
Yeah, Jumpsteady's back.
I heard that Jumpsteady's back, and I tell you what, I love Jumpsteady. Chaos Theory was one of my favorite albums.
Hell yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, that's good to hear that Jumpsteady's back, because I think his shit's fucking fresh.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that really didn't understand the type of thing that he was doing.
Yeah. I freaking loved his remake of, my mind's drawing a blank. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. Oh, shit, I can't even think right now. I'm sorry, guys. If it comes to me, I'll blurt it out there. But
are you talking
like,
about the remake that his daughter did?
I like that, too. That is pretty fucking fresh. But I'm talking about it's an ICP song. I mean, they're still on it. And, oh, Joke Your Mind. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good song.
That is definitely a dope fucking track. Because I like a lot of the shit he says. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of a lyricist. I like what people say.
Well, that doesn't cut it in the music industry now.
Yeah, because you can totally rap about gibberish and it be fucking fresh shit. Like, you gotta rap about nonsense anymore to be good, and that makes no sense, really, because I'd like to listen to music that makes kind of some sense.
Yeah, well,
yeah, look at Lil Wayne.
Yeah, exactly, and music is just not what it used to be. Like, I turn on the radio and I'm like, God, this sucks. Like, who the fuck listens to this shit? Why does this bitch got $1 million and a fucking gold toilet? Like, really? I mean, shit is just fucked up anymore. We live in a very fucked up world. And everything in this world is bad for us. Not, you know, just all music, blah, blah, blah. Like, food, water, driving, whatever. It's all fucking bad for us. Everything causes cancer. Government's watching us. You know, we're radiated the fuck out from, like, Fukushima and shit. We got, like, the world is just fucked.
Fukushima.
Oh, are you serious? Over in Japan, like, the nuclear power plant, that, like, it got fucked up because they had this big... what that thing fucking called that came in. Tsunami, whatever, like, tsunami, there we go. Tsunami, like, came in and, like, wiped out part of Japan and, like, fucked their shit up. And it's like Chernobyl over again. If you don't know about Chernobyl, then you're going to have to do some research, bro.
I'm sorry, but that's one word that we do not allow up on JR.
Research?
Oh, bro.
Yeah, research.
That'd be very interesting if we put that in one of the words.
Yeah, who the hell does research?
Yeah, who does that? You know? How do fucking magnets work, guys?
I don't know. Ask Chris. He might know.
Yeah.
Bad.
All right, sorry you didn't like to be called B-R-O or whatever.
Well, I'll get you to explain that one.
it's just annoying, that's all.
Oh, okay. I don't know, I say dude a lot.
Well, that's
fine.
Okay. I'll probably have to give you guys, like, call in more often, see what's going on.
Yeah, at least somebody wants to call in.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, Blog Talk Radio, we had shit fucking booming. And anymore, like, they're charging for the shit. And, like, I remember you got, like, 2 free hours, an hour free show. So we'd set up, like, 2 accounts and do, you know, 2 shows a night. And we would we'd get a hold of so many fucking underground artists and set up, you know, hey, you want interviewed, blah, 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 and try to get a website going and stream through it, and just, it is a lot of work, and it's, like, I would like to get back into doing it, but it's almost not worth it.
Well, now actually, Havoc pays for this shit, so, like, it's pretty much just wasting money if nobody tunes in.
Yeah, I agree.
But nobody seems to care, but it's whatever.
Yeah, it's just all promoting and all that other shit that goes along with it. Have you guys had any big names call in?
We had a bunch of people.
That's what's up.
We had Ritz on here. We had Tech N9ne on here. Cut Calhoun. Yeah,
fuck you. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but nobody even turned in for those.
No.
Shit. I mean, I know I've had... When I did my Swiss and Fuck Shop, Corporal Robinson used to call in a lot. I thought that was fucking dope.
Yeah. Yeah, he seemed to screw up his shit, too.
Oh, yeah, I heard he's got shit all fucked up. You know, I don't know, ICP and, like, the record label and shit, like, they've been known to set people up and make them look bad. But, you know, who knows? We live in a fucked up world. Anything goes.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, agreed.
Just went quiet.
Awkward silence. I don't know, but I saw a picture on Facebook. I loved it. It said, you know what really grinds my gears? And I had a picture of Peter Griffin, and, like, behind it was a Hatchet Man symbol. And then underneath it, it said, Juggalos hating on other Juggalos. I thought that was an epic picture.
Man, I ain't never seen that, but that's funny.
I thought it was, because he was sitting at the news desk and shit, and a little picture of what really grinds my gears.
I've seen other pictures like that, but I've never seen that one, though.
So, you guys going to the gathering?
No.
Probably not.
Fucking broke all the time.
Nope.
I'm hoping that I can make it there, and, you know, I put in for second stage, I really did, and it's hard to tell if I'll get it or not, and it's probably most likely going to be a no, but if I did, that would be fucking wicked.
Why would it be a no?
Because they're kind of picky about who they pick for second stage. I mean, like, the year that Deadly Poisons played, I never, ever thought out of, like, the entire time of being Deadly Poisons, we'd ever get second stage, and then we got it. And I was like, oh my god, this is so fucking epic. So now, since I'm not, like, Deadly Poisons, because if you've played there, sometimes you're able to get second stage again, but I probably won't get it again because I don't have the other half of Deadly Poisons. But if I did get it, that would be extra dope.
Well, get the other half or something.
I can't. There is so much bullshit going on with the other half of that group that is fucking ridiculous. And there's a lot of personal bullshit that had went down. So he... Long story short, left me high and dry in Vegas, and I end up coming back to my hometown being homeless.
Oh, damn.
So, I mean, there's a lot of bullshit in between I could totally run my mouth about, but straight up, left me high and dry. I had to come home and deal with so much fucking bullshit, it was unreal. So... I mean, I deal with people all the time, like, what's going on? Is Deadly Poisons going to drop a new CD? Are they going to still do stuff? What's the problem? And it's just whatever. If you really want to know what the problem is, you can go listen to it in my tracks. Because I put it in my songs, how I felt and what was going on. And that's, you know, reverbnation.com/MissCyanide, CYAINIDE. You can go there, shit's free to download.
Well, there you go. Go get a song. We'll play your song.
And that's what's up.
Give me one second.
All my shit, like, it's there for free download. I'm on Facebook, too, as Harley Miss Cyanide Quinzel. If you ever want to add me on there, you know, I'll come kick it on the show with you when I got time.
Hell yeah.
I got plenty of time right now tonight. It's a Friday night. I've been studying all day for an STNA test and working on music and shit, so yay.
Yeah, for a minute there, I just want you to go to stage and Jesse's going to study for an STD test.
No, STNA. State tested nurse's assistant. Or a CNA, certified nurse's assistant.
Not really sure how you would study for an STD test anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how you would study for that.
I don't know. I just thought you were going to say STD.
That's great,
close.
Though. If something looks green, what is it?
Something gross.
If it is seeping purple and yellow, you might have blank.
Chris's ex-girlfriend.
Nope.
That's the most he said in the past like hour.
I know.
Well, I live in a small redneck town, you know, Shockton, and there's nothing here. You're either like on welfare or SSI or what the fuck ever to like survive in this town. And if you get a factory job, like I had a homie here recently. Like I even took this dude to the gathering with me, and he lost like the knee down working a 2-man job. He was working it by himself at this factory. So like shit's crazy. Like they'll work you like a dog and hardly pay you.
I thought you said he lost his leg.
He did. He lost his leg from like the knee down, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, he got it like his leg got caught in a machine, like I guess the chain somehow got caught on him and pulled him into the machine, and like the way he was like laying in the machine or whatever, he was literally looking at his own fucking foot. Like it was right in his face.
Man, it's like some Final Destination shit.
No shit.
Wow.
That could be worse. You know, he could have been fighting R2-D2, like Gil G here.
But that's a video game, man. That's real life that she's talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that's no joke, man.
I get that. All right, so I'm just going to find you on Reverb now that I'm putting the game on pause.
Okay. I mean, like, some other crazy shit that goes on in my hometown is they just busted a meth lab like 2 months to 3 months ago, and it was like 2 blocks away from me.
And you said nothing goes on in your town.
No.
Yes, you will though.
Yes. So.
Yeah. Oh, maybe so.
Sorry, somebody came in and was asking me a question. You know, there's not really nothing that, like, job-wise goes on here. And on a daily basis, this town is pretty boring. But when the crazy shit does go down, it goes down. Like, a cop chased somebody and shot the fucking dude. Dude didn't have a gun or nothing, so, like, they shot this dude for, like, all the wrong reasons. And people get murdered over drugs here. Oh, no, you want to hear some bullshit. I leave my town for 9 months to go to Vegas, do my thing. I come back. Everybody's on, like, heroin, and they're, like, addicted to shit. And then there's these gangs. One of them's called the Puller Pop Gang. And then the other one's called the Crown Royals. And they wear purple, and, like, they're all thug and shit. And, you know, it's just a bunch of high school, like, bitch boys.
Wow,
so,
I can't even believe you said that these
gangs,
were gangs.
They like drinking
and,
Crown Royal?
Like, yeah, the Crown Royal gang and like the Polar Pop gang, they throw Polar Pops in your yard and that's a sign that they're going to get you. And like, it's just fucked up retarded ass shit, dude.
Come on,
honestly,
man.
Honestly, these two gangs, they just sound completely fucking retarded.
Yeah.
It's real shit, dude. You come to my town, anybody will tell you about it.
Man, I'll come here looking like fucking Where's Waldo or some shit and be like, what now?
Yeah. I told somebody I was going to start a fat gang. Like, I'm going to start throwing Twinkies at people and Skittles and shit. Like, I'm going to roll with a bunch of fat people and ridiculous, like, I'm going to be a bunch of fat chicks and dudes, and I want to wear, like, shorty shorts and be, like, ridiculously dressed and throw food at people.
That'd be really funny.
It would be.
It really would.
There you go. There's the next gang in your town. You could take on the Crown Royals or whatever the fuck. Be like, yo, man, you got something to drink? Like, you got something to eat?
Yeah. Actually, I got a funny story. I know I had a hookup where I was talking to this person that runs a donut shop here in my hometown. And I walked down, like, late at night and got a free box of whatever donuts I wanted. And on the walk home, there was these guys standing outside getting drunk. And they're like, for some odd reason, they're like, they yell at me and they say, "You got donuts?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they walk up to me and they're like, "How do you got donut shop at 1 o'clock in the morning? Like, how do you got that hookup?" I said, "Dude, I'm a fat bitch, please." And the dude starts laughing. And I was like, I noticed they were drinking. I'm like, "You give me a beer, I'll give you a donut." And they're like, "No shit, huh?" And I opened up the box and I showed them. And they were like, "Oh." And I was like, and I heard him close it. And I'm like, "All right, now bring me a beer and you can have your choice of a donut." And dude ran in and got me a fucking beer and I gave him a donut.
All I do is fiending for a fucking donut.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, "Bitch, please, I'm fat. I gotta hook up on anything."
She's like, "I'm in an ape suit. That means I don't give a fuck."
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy, man. I never had anybody, you know, try to attack me for some food, man. Like, what the hell?
I don't know, at the gathering, I had a great trading system, like, you know, trade a Faygo for some, like, I love it. Or, like, that's one of the things I think the gathering does have is a good trading system. You can trade a Faygo for a cigarette for a burger, burger for some drugs. I don't personally do, like, hardcore drugs or anything. Like, I've had my fair share of, like, smoking weed, blah, 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 but I don't do that no more. But, you know, at the gathering, it does go on. Like, the craziest thing to me that people do at the gathering is fucking smoke this shit called a Jeffrey or a Jerry. And, like, I just think that shit's crazy. They mix all these drugs like Viagra, Klonopin, Coke, meth, you know, grass, what the fuck ever, and they shove it in a bowl and they smoke it with each other. And people run around screaming, "Jeffrey," or "Jerry." And Jerry's like where you roll it up in a blunt wrap or whatever, or rolling paper. Like, shit is just crazy.
Well, now we see where all the brain cells went.
Yes, exactly. Like, I tell people all the time, like, I know the gathering, they say, you know, I've heard the saying, you should try everything at least once. But I don't think it means try everything all at once. So.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can try some things, man, but, like, that shit will fucking kill you.
Yeah. But shit is fucked up. I mean, like, you go to the gathering, you're going to see all kinds of crazy fucking shit, and you got to be careful, you know, especially being a female. I mean, guys, yeah, you got to be careful, too, but being a female at the gathering, guys can roll up on you and be like, "Hey, show me your tits," and sometimes they'll be aggressive about it. And, I mean, like, the craziest thing about the gathering, like, one year afterward, we was cleaning up. We're on the side of the hill, and we're cleaning up, dude. We're scavenging through shit, taking what we want that people have left behind. And I swear to God, I'm out of nowhere. Like, we hear it sounds like somebody's fucking dying. And this chick comes up, and she's just losing her fucking mind. She's a wreck. And we're like, calm down, what's going on? And she's like, "I came with some homies, they left me, I'm like 4 states away from being home, they robbed me of all my shit, they left me here." We went over to her campsite, her shit had been ransacked. Her shit was everywhere, thrown everywhere, her wallet, everything was missing, debit cards, whatever, gone. And she was a mess. And the time she had found us and even came to and shit, everybody had left the gathering. So she was shit out of luck to get to the parking lot to even try and hitchhike a ride.
It was like that shit last year, that dude that decided to steal shit and they fucked up his car.
Yeah, and that's, you shouldn't steal, you know? And my phrase in life is, why steal when I could have just fucking asked? You know,
yeah.
Seriously, if I needed something, I will fucking ask for it. I don't have to take. You can give me a simple yes or no.
Yeah, like... Yeah, they're supposed to be, you know, trust, but apparently...
Shit with the spam is crazy and very fucked up. You know, like the whole juggalos hating on juggalos, hating you because you ain't got enough gear, hating you because you don't wear face paint, you don't got tattoos or all the... fam is about, and being a juggler and shit, that's about what's inside of you. It's about what's in your heart. And, like, me, I strongly believe in doing the right thing. Like, and I think everybody should be like that. Think about it, you know. Do the right thing, not the wrong thing.
Yeah, good luck getting that message across.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, we live up in a really fucked up society. It's hard to get any messages across. You say something about drugs, and people are like, what? Drugs? Okay. Like, it just kills me. Like, I couldn't imagine doing anything harder than, like, smoking weed. Like, that's the only thing I've ever done, really, in my entire life. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Well, that's a good thing.
Here, I'm on the radio. So,
yeah, I'm just trying to find you on fucking Reverb.
MISSCYAINIDE. I spell cyanide weird. I spell it with an extra I to be different because of copyright infringement and shit.
Who the hell's spelling now?
Yeah. Well, you know, people don't even know how to spell anymore. Like, because everything's fucking short. Everything's so fucking shorthand. Somebody said DWU, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I asked them, and they never told me. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I mean, for the longest time, I didn't know what LMFAO, you know, like when starting out with all this Texan shit. Or what's another shorthand? Hit me up later. So, like, HM or whatever, hit me up later, however the fuck you'd shorthand that. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, TTYL, talk to you later, okay?
Yeah, there was one that got me all the time, man. I had no idea what it meant. Was that BTW?
Oh, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, why do people keep saying this shit? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm like, can you just please speak proper English, people, on the internet? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Have them spell the right your.
Yeah. U-R, Y-O-U-R, Y-O-U, apostrophe, wait, R-E, yeah, whatever. See, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I graduated from high school, but damn, I'm still pretty stupid.
Well, I'm sure you could at least spell correctly.
Oh, most part, yeah, I try to. If I don't know a word, I at least try to look it up. Make sure
yeah.
I spell it properly.
Yeah, you got Google for that. There you go.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yay for Google.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I give up.
Oh, you give up?
Wow,
yeah.
Man.
I found it.
Oh, okay.
He found it.
Well, Chris,
yeah, because I put it in Google.
Send me the link. Chris,
but
say
my Facebook doesn't work with shit.
I don't know. Facebook, I don't. The gaming shit on there is fucking ridiculous. There's like these little kid games and adults are playing it and shit, and I don't know.
The hell are you talking about?
Facebook. It's weird. Like, all the games and shit on there that they got for people to play and apps or whatever the fuck they are. The shit's weird.
Yeah, I don't do applications.
Hey, Chris, I have an idea. Why don't you just put it on my fucking wall? I'm pretty sure you'd be able to do that, ain't you?
Such a strong.
Yeah, I can post stuff on people's walls, so I'll do that.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to let me send or receive messages right now.
You have 70 messages right now? Is that what you said?
It won't let me send or receive any.
Oh, yeah, that shit does suck. I'm bad about hearing, too. I swear to God, I'm deaf from, like, listening to loud music.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. Especially being at a concert and you're, like, right next to the speakers. That shit's great.
Yeah, been there plenty of times. I think I am deaf myself.
Oh, no, I have this thing, like, I'm like, what? I swear to God, I'm like, I got, like, 40, 50-year-old hearing. I need the little horn to hold up to my ear. Huh? What did you say? I mean, you know what I hate is TV. Like, I'll be watching, like, a movie, and all the sound effects and shit are loud as fuck, but when people are talking, it's all low and shit. Like, really?
Well, that's like watching a TV show and then watching a commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit's great. Like, the TV show's all nice and quiet, and then it gets commercial. $5.99! Like, really? Jesus, does it need to be that loud?
Yeah, but what havoc?
Miss Cyanide here did a track with our favorite person. Hoo-ha!
Oh, shit, Randy J on the track.
Yeah.
Randy J is my best friend. Not
right. Oh, really? That's what's up.
No, he hates me, so it's awesome.
Oh.
That's why he's your best friend.
But that's cool, though, man.
I mean, come on, fucking. We had his son call you a dick.
Yeah, I was fighting with him and his kid on the phone one day.
That's awesome.
So tell me about how this feud had started.
I don't know. He called in and was an asshole, I guess. I don't know. There's really not much to say.
Yeah. I mean, I like working with him. I like his sound. I think I like the way he sounds, and like
I don't got a problem with his music or anything, man. It's just him in general, I guess.
Hey, it's different for everybody, you know. I got a problem with my other half of Deadly Poison.
See that?
I'm like, please don't get a hold of me.
Is that a chick?
Oh no, it's a dude. His name is Venom. Like. Do you remember the Family Underground DVD? I'm Venom from Coshocton, Ohio. So the fuck what? Like, that's the guy I used to be with. Like, I spent 5 years of my life with him, and it don't matter no more. Just put it that way.
There we go. Find somebody new.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on that. Everything takes time. It really does. And we all learn, you live, you make mistakes. You eat, you shit, you die, you bathe, whatever.
Wait, you eat, you shit, you die, and then you bathe.
So you have to die before you bathe. Nice.
Whatever, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'd like to bathe. I like to bathe dead people myself.
Yeah,
it's always a fun experience.
Well, they do that at the morgue, man.
Yeah, bathe the dead chick.
Don't
let the secrets out, man.
Ah, shit.
I mean, I guess dead chicks are awesome because, like, their shit's all cold and,
And they can't say no.
Yeah,
they don't
can't.
Say no.
They can't. You know?
It's like that one episode of Law and Order, man. The dude was working in the funeral home having sex with the dead bodies.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
Yeah.
I think I even thought of one.
It was a good
you know
episode.
Why they got fences around graveyards, right?
So they can make it fun to climb in.
Because people are dying to get in.
Because they know fat kids won't climb it? What?
Yeah, there you go. That's not true. I climbed a fence once, and I'm fat as fuck.
I like the key to the words. People are just dying to get in.
Yeah,
because they're just dying to get in. People are dying to get in. The lame ass joke. So anyway.
No, I got you, dude.
I got it all.
Man, how long have you guys been doing this show?
About 5 years now.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say. Wow.
Fucking nuts that we've been around this long. I mean, shit. Like, we had Ice-T up on here twice. We've had
That's fucking dope.
We've had Guar, which is a little...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you that.
Little white up here.
Yeah.
Little white. I have to remember my shit and try and log in. It'd be all weird. There's probably, like, thousands of radio shows. Some of that shit I would like to, like, do a best hits thing and, like, select old radio shows and shit. You guys should do something like that. pick out like all your best interviews where you've had people call in and put out on CD or some shit.
Come on, man. Nobody even listens to us when we're live.
Yeah,
exactly.
Who's going to buy a CD of that or something?
I don't know. I might. Like, who knows? It's an idea.
One person.
It is an interesting idea.
Yeah.
You know what? If, like, since I do music and all and trying to put out an album, I would say, fuck it. Go in there, grab some old radio shows and throw it in between tracks as skits.
I'm sure we can find some fucked up shit on here, man. You could do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, parents will look at last night's episode or whatever. Because we have fucked up shit every night.
Yeah. Like, on this time I was supposed to fuck shop, I always had, like, my three famous questions. You know, do you like your neddin shaved or hairy? And if it was a girl, do you like your dick shaved or hairy? And where's the most craziest place you've had sex? And what's the most craziest thing you've done during sex? And, like, I even asked those questions to all the people that would call in, like, Corporal Robinson and Haystack and Little Blaze and shit like that, you know?
Haystack, there's somebody we need to get on here.
Yeah.
I fucking love Haystack, man. I think he's the shit.
Hell yeah, I agree with that too, yeah.
He's got some fresh fucking music.
Saw him live one time.
Yeah, I did too, one time, and it was at Dark Lotus at the Pavilion in Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw him here. I saw him in Pittsburgh on the same tour.
Yeah. I love Dark Lotus and shit, though, man.
Hell yeah. Well, at least the first stuff.
Yeah. I really liked the album with Mars, the Red Lotus. And it killed me because I thought the new Lotus was going to be fucking green because the advertisements and shit. And I'm like, that's going to be so fucking dope. And then it was just yellow again, or gold or whatever.
Yeah, the red one was definitely doper than the one with ABK on it.
Yeah. ABK is like yelling.
They should have never remade that whole CD.
I think they should have just left it with Mars, man.
Mm-hmm. Then they should have brought him in for the whole, you know, Black Rain thing and all that.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because if you say something about Mars now, some people don't know. They think, oh, the Mars is like the Hannibal Lecter mask or whatever.
No, God, no, no.
That is fucking retarded.
You know, speaking of that, I have not heard anything about Psycho Sam.
Any locked up or whatever?
I know
I think
he's locked
so.
Up, but, like, they never really, like, it went on for, like, a month, and that was it. Like, nothing else was ever really said. Like, I don't remember, like, any court shit or nothing.
Honestly, the way I look at it, it's best just to be left alone.
I heard that a group called Wicked Ways, like, the member, like, killed the other member.
Ain't that them people that stole ICP beats and rapped on them?
I think so.
I'm not for sure, but I heard that there's a group, I believe they're called Wicked Ways, and they were getting close to, like, becoming something major, and dude, like, snapped and killed his other half of his, you know, like, group, and I'm like, damn.
The fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, how are you going to be close to making it big and then, like, kill your fucking homie or whatever, the other group half? I mean, I guess I could kind of relate. I wouldn't. Nah, never mind. I don't think I could kill them because I enjoy life kind of a little bit.
A little bit.
Exactly, just a little bit.
Just a little.
But check it out, though. I do have one track from this side I upload to the soundboard.
It's about time.
Woo!
And, you know,
what one did you pick?
Oh. I picked the one that features Ghetto G's twin, Ghetto T. All
right, Ghetto T's pretty cool.
It's not my twin.
Anyway. All right, here we go. Anyway, this is Classy BBW, the Side Night featuring Ghetto T.
I'm overweight, but wouldn't you like to take me home? he can't date ya. Don't believe him when he say you ain't sexy. Lames don't know how to treat a lady. Baby cooks that good food and she do it right. Every girl need a big boy in their life. Dim the lights, but the show ain't over till you pass out while I hold ya. I'ma hold you tight all night in my arms. Protection keeps you away from harm. Shorty is the fun, big and beautiful. Big teeth and it stays true to you. Listen, bro, fuck them skinny hoes dissing you. Fakest man, I'm with you when I'm kicking you. Hitting you, only when we sex. Another dude touch you, I'ma break their neck. Respect, that's all a girl ever needs. And some true love they can believe.
Definitely dope.
That track is
actually a pretty good song.
Thanks. That track is, there's a group on Facebook called Classy BBWs, and they wanted like a theme song, so I end up doing it for them because I'm a BBW and I rap, so why not?
Yeah.
I'm a big bitch. Yeah, I'll admit it. But there's some other stuff on there I think, honestly, you know, is a little bit better than that. Like, I like the slow stuff, but I think I do a little bit better on the more upbeat stuff.
Hell yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, like, I'll definitely upload that Randy J track. I'll try to, well, the track that features Randy J. But,
oh, you can play whatever you want, man. Like, for Dillettes, that's a track that's up there. I'm not going to lie. I don't do Juggalo stuff usually. I really don't. And this person came to me and they're like, I have this great idea for this track and you're the one to do it. And I totally was like, okay, I'll run with your idea and do it for you. And after I did this track, the movie Juggalette Nation is actually getting ready to come out by Nappy J and all of them out in Cali. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Not really.
All right, well, anyway, like, they've done movies called Juggalo Nation, and there's three of them. I've been on some of the soundtracks for the movies. And like I said, they're getting ready to do one called Juggalette Nation. Excuse me. And, like, that's the first track for the soundtrack and going to be in first song to be turned in for the movie.
There you go.
So, and that's got Crazy Killa on it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So,
Nappy J. I actually know who he is. Actually, I believe it was Kiss that actually introduced me to his music.
Yeah, he also did Nappy Fest, and I did that too, and that was out in Cali, and it was pretty cool. But
yeah.
The track, I don't think there's too many tracks out there for the Letts, really. And the track is about, like, just having a good low in your life and don't let them do you dirty and shit. So I think it's a good track for Letts. You know, if there's a song for Letts, that's got to be it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's female rappers out there in the underground and shit, and I give them mad props, but I don't know. A lot of people tell me they don't hear too many they like or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, there are very, very few that are actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
I try to put it down for the big girls and for my Letts and just for my girls in general, you know. Like, I'm out there for a wide variety of people, not just the Juggalo, Juggalettes, you know. I'm out there for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, I really don't try to do Juggalo stuff because so many people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no lie about that. There's so many people trying to do the wicked shit, and I just try to do my own thing. And sometimes it's hard to do your own thing because everybody else is doing their own thing, and it kind of sounds like the same shit.
By the way, Ghetto, you're right. This movie sucks.
What?
Mama.
I told you it sucks, man.
Shit.
Check it out. Cause, like, I mean, I was at work. I was on my break, so I
see what they had in front of me. Watch the whole movie on your break?
No, I'm watching it right now.
Uh-oh.
Nah, man, I did my break every today because, okay, for me, like, you know, I had my job, you know, we have a fucking red box, right outside. So I decided to fucking movies ahead. Unfortunately, there was a few that were, you know, out of stock, so I can grab them, so I went with that one in a movie called Depraved.
I really want to see the movie World War Z.
Well, what's the
other one? I don't know if it's even fucking out yet or if it even came to theaters or whatever. Like, I don't know. I haven't, like, seen it out or even in stores, so I don't even know what the fuck's going on with it.
I think it should be out by now.
I'm looking up right now.
Or maybe next week or something like that. Sometime soon.
Yeah, 21st. It was released on June 2nd back in London, but in the U.S., like, it comes out on the 21st.
Cool. I'm a big Batman fan. And, like, I wish they would just straight up do a Joker and Harley Quinn movie.
Yeah, but, you know.
Well, they got to find a Joker now.
Oh, I know, right? I don't know. Like, out of all the Jokers, like Cesar Romero, Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, I love Jack Nicholson. Like, I think he played that role so well, and I love the 1989 Batman. That's like Michael Keaton being Batman was the shit. Still is to me. I like it.
Yeah.
But between, like, I was reading online doing some movie research, and after, like, Batman Forever came out, there was supposed to be a movie called, like, Batman Trinity or something like that. And they were going to actually bring Jack Nicholson back to play the Joker, and Harley Quinn was going to be his daughter.
The fuck?
Yeah. I'm like, that's not going to work. Harley Quinn's supposed to be the Joker's girl, not his daughter.
Yeah, that's...
That would have been awesome.
Well, actually, Joker is supposed to be, like, impotent or whatever because of the chemicals he fell in. So he's not supposed to be able to make babies and shit, and in the new game, Harley's pregnant. And Arkham City.
I haven't played any of those games.
No.
That's cool.
Me either.
Then again, yeah, we just found out about fucking there being solo movies for PS3.
Matter of fact, there's another Batman game coming out.
Yeah, there's Batman Origins, and then
yeah.
Injustice came out, and then the other movie they were there's a prequel and a sequel game to Batman Origins is the prequel to the Arkham City and Asylum, and then they're going to do a sequel to City.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wait, now they're doing prequels and sequels to video games? What the
yeah.
hell?
Yep.
Do a prequel after it, and then do a sequel. What the hell are they trying to do? Imitate Star Wars?
And like,
I know.
Like, New Gotham, it's going to be called New Gotham, and like everything that's in the like city and asylum, everything that looks old and ran the fuck down, and this new one, everything's going to look brand new. Gotham's not even going to look like it's ran down. Like, it's going to all look brand new and fresh, and it's Gotham. Woo.
Shit, they should have done the sequel and then done the prequel afterwards.
I don't know why they didn't just do... Yeah, why would you do the games, you know, City and Asylum, and then decide to do prequel and sequel? Like, that's crazy.
The same reason you can't play Xbox One without the internet.
What? Are you serious?
Exactly.
Like, I'm a PS girl. Like, people are like, oh, Xbox is so much better. I'm like, but you gotta pay to fucking play.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that shit. I can fucking get on PlayStation Network for free, set up a free account, and play online for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and plus, at least with fucking PS3, well, PS4 when it comes out, you can actually share games. Xbox 360. My question is, what the fuck is going to come out with an Xbox One? Shouldn't that have been the first one to come out?
I heard that the next Xbox that was going to come out was called the 180, and it was going to be a handheld system.
Who the fuck wants that?
Why the hell are all the new video game systems not backwards compatible, though? It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when I bought my PS3, it was either I got extra gig space, because I got the 360 gig, or you got the 120 or whatever fucking gig, and it was back compatible, but the 360 gig wasn't back compatible. I'm like, that's bullshit.
Exactly.
I think they just need to make a game system where you can shove whatever the fuck you want in and it'll play it.
I don't know about that.
3 years later.
I mean, like, you could shove any kind of a game cartridge in it and fucking play that shit.
You gotta specify.
Exactly.
Well, I see you guys, the show is getting close to ending here. You got like 40-some seconds left. I'm gonna let you go. I enjoyed kicking it with you guys tonight and talking to you. I'll definitely... You guys got another show tomorrow night?
Yep.
We're on every night.
You're on every night?
Pretty
all
much.
Right. Well, then I will give you guys a call tomorrow night.
Sounds all good.
Cool. All right. You guys have a good night. Whoop, whoop. And thank you for
whoop,
playing
whoop.
My shit, guys.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, Tom.
No time, is it?
One. Exactly.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, this movie's kind of stupid.
I already told you that, man.
And what the fuck is this chick trying to draw on the wall? Oh, she's trying to draw a fucking moth and it looks all retarded.
Wait, what?
that one little girl that, you know, hops around and jumps in the boxes and she was trying to draw a moth
Here's a question for you. Why are there moths?
Yeah, what the fuck
is
going on?
I have no clue.
No, come on, seriously, man. You've been starting to watch it here, man. Do you see any connection there?
No.
I do see the fact that, you know, the little girl is fucking playing tug of war.
Yeah, playing tug of war with the fucking ghost. That's what Havoc does in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And his mom's like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's why his mom yelled at him the other day.
And he was like, Mama.
Wow.
I don't know, man, but that damn chick in that movie, man, looks pretty hot, though.
Yeah, she does.
This is funnier. This was like the movie Paranormal Activity. And like, dude, I was you're a fucking idiot if you picked that one up, you know?
Oh, God.
That was the worst movie ever.
That's for sure.
How the fuck are you even having a part four of that shit?
Yeah, part four is retarded.
I'm happy to say I only saw the third one.
I'm happy to say I saw the first one in theaters and fell the fuck asleep. And I saw the second one and also fell asleep. And then just said, fuck this series.
Yeah, well, the series ain't over yet.
Yeah, we already know that.
Final 75 coming out this year.
Man, it's very strange that this planet has a stomach.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell are you talking about?
In Star Wars, man. This damn, I'm going to the belly of whatever the fuck this is.
Oh, yeah, oh, and in WWE 13, Mark Henry has a 450 splash as his finisher. And it actually works. It doesn't look awkward.
Can he actually hit it?
Yes, actually.
Unlike the Big Bird move?
Yes.
Alright, well, that's good.
It's kind of funny, too.
But, yeah, there's a series that needs to end fast. Kind of activity. Five is coming out this year, and they've already got six in the work.
Woo!
Oh, you motherfucker.
This is such a retarded movie, though.
Although, this is pretty fucking sweet, though. I got a black lightsaber.
How the hell did you do that?
What a cheat code.
Of course.
Well, actually, it's one of the things you can get, but I never found it, so, yeah.
Huh.
So I just kind of, you know, downloaded it.
His dumbass is going down the stairs with a hammer. Yeah.
Yeah.
This dude reminds me of Chris.
Too bad he ends up in a coma.
Yeah, just the fact that he's going down with a hammer reminds me of Chris.
Why?
Yeah, how does that remind you of me?
Because of the fact he's got to try to hit the ghost with a hammer and make it bleed.
I never said anything about a fucking hammer, though.
Well, what would you pick up if you're going after something that lives in your wall?
I don't think of anything. I wouldn't give a fuck.
You wouldn't care about something living in your wall?
Nope.
Guess what? Kirk, you'd be the first one dead.
All right, man. I'm going to put zombies in his wall.
Are they just regular zombies or are they zombie prostitutes?
What the fuck? Now there's options. I just said zombies. They're going to be a variety.
Okay.
If you're lucky, there may be a prostitute in there.
He ain't that lucky.
Yeah, he's not that lucky. Fuck that.
He's not that lucky. You mother. I'm gonna put a ranker in your room.
Okay, then.
How funny would that be?
It'd just be weird as hell.
Havoc can be the ranker keeper.
No.
That'd be really funny. He could actually look like him.
Exactly.
Just like give him a hood, and he's good.
And something make weird ass noises. But then he always does that, so it's not really anything to train for.
Yeah, I mean, all it is a fat dude with no shirt on and like a hood on.
Oh, wow.
So, Havoc can do it, man.
So, does this bitch die in the movie?
What bitch?
The one that plays Annabelle.
Why do I gotta tell you?
I'm just asking if she does just because someone fucked. Yeah, you know, since she's gonna be beating her by herself.
You're gonna have to watch and see.
And Mama.
Mama.
Everybody's all having moms and yells. What?
that one kid in there, man, that could probably be Havoc too. He probably jumps out his window too.
I did the research for you yesterday. There is no C-3PO character in any of the Star Wars games.
Well, that's beat. R2-D2, is it?
Yeah, and R2-D2.
Exactly.
And R2-D2 is trying to kill your ass.
Well, he's not trying to kill me.
Well, he's trying to kill Ghetto, but then again, that's just because he's Ghetto.
Although it is pretty beasty, though, that I can kill these fucking rankers, dude, with my fucking lightsaber, cut their fucking face off and shit. I like how the big guys are easier to kill than the small guys. And since when do fucking stormtroopers disappear and show up somewhere else like they're fucking Scorpion from Mortal Kombat?
Or Mystique from X-Men.
Or that. Or Nightcrawler. Whatever you want to say.
Tons of options.
But I didn't know stormtroopers did that.
Are you Mama Victoria?
That movie kind of reminds me of Victoria, the one I know.
Why? Because she's from Jersey?
No, the one that I know.
Oh.
No, because she's fucking nuts.
Weird anyway named Victoria's nuts.
Pretty much. These fucking asshole won't die.
Oh, fuck, the bitch is eating a paper towel.
That bitch starts eating that chick's hair, too.
Oh, fuck.
Just have a hairy obsession, then.
Man, these damn dudes keep popping up, and they keep making that noise, like, dry. This is where they got that noise from, the fucking cell phone.
I wonder how the fuck they made, like, the Chewbacca noise, honestly.
I
Were they just drunk as hell when they made it?
Probably. What would you make a Wookiee sound like?
Oh, like mine, but that sounds pretty well.
Dog's gonna die.
Who?
I said the dog's gonna die.
Okay then. That's what I thought too.
I mean, come on, it's like the fucking dog just sees someone and chases after it. So you make you think the dog's just gonna die.
But it doesn't.
No. Yeah. Listen to the eerie humming there, bitch. The fucking chanting that's going on. Know what time it is? Blah, 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 blah.
What time is it?
I don't know. It's really, really late, I guess. Apparently, according to that check. Go in the closet. What's in the closet? Nothing. Just your death.
Just your death.
One horrible mother. I think someone's going to visit them. Mahaha. Doctors think they know everything.
Oh.
He thinks it's the kid's fucking mama. Okay. do you move a cemetery?
What?
I said, how the fuck do you move a cemetery?
What are you talking about?
Like in this movie, they talk about the fucking cemetery being moved.
I don't know.
So my question is, how the fuck do you move a cemetery?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I bet you that chick that's trying to fight, you know, for the girls to go to live with her. I bet you anything, she's fucking more than happy now that didn't happen.
Wait, my friend, just wait.
Are they playing fucking hide and seek in the damn dark? Okay, dog, now you're destined to die. You'll go into the dark room, bitch. You'll die with it. And I'll be left. Okay, maybe your best bet is to go into the dark room. And not the light room.
Not the light room. Why would you go in there?
Because apparently the light room is the best place to die. Go into the dark room, you probably it seems like you're safer. Hey, look, it's Coma Boy.
Who?
The dude that went in a coma.
Oh.
That's being surrounded by moths.
Have you ever wanted a pet ranker?
Sure.
Oh, this bitch has one.
Of course. It's been my lifelong dream to have a pet ranker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what a ranker is, right? Huh?
Wait, what?
I said, do you know what a ranker is?
It's some Star Wars here, I guess. Don't remember exactly which one, specifically, but...
Well, that doesn't help.
Wasn't it some sort of, like, insect thing that was, like, half human, half insect?
No.
What am I thinking of then?
I have no idea. But it's that big ass monster, dude. You know, it's at the Jabba's palace and shit.
Oh, I see now.
Come off, what the fuck?
I had to Wikipedia search that bitch.
Wikipedia.
Just remember what the hell it looked like.
Yeah, well, now answer the question.
Yes, I want a pet ranker so I can go walk it around public places and scare the living shit out of everybody else there.
That's including
like
the handicapped.
It's like that one picture I saw this was walking their snake. And they were walking by somebody walking their dog.
Nice.
I was like, what the fuck? Man, this bitch right here thinks she's so hard because she can go invisible. But she ain't got shit on me. Thing is, man, like, this is medium level, but yet, it's pretty fucking easy.
Shit, I say the same stuff in 3D13, and when it's like, okay, it's a ledger difficulty, but still pretty fucking easy.
Oh, yeah, I got my shit still on legend, too.
Hey, sometimes when I don't really give a fuck about the matches, I just want to get done. Or, like, advanced storyline in universe mode, like, ah, fuck it, put on easy.
No, fuck that, man. Just leave the difficulty on and just skip the match.
I try to play every match in universe mode for some damn reason.
That's stupid,
and
man.
It sucks.
That would take forever.
It does, but then again, it gives, like, the storyline information that's, like, in the middle of it.
Man, do you know that people are still selling this video game for, like, $30?
What one?
This game I'm playing.
The hell can they be selling that game for $30?
You
can beat it in, like, 24 hours. It's not worth $30.
And they sell the second part of this game for about the same price, or, like, there was one special edition. It was, like, $150 or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
Get that one.
I guess I get that one. For what?
Yeah, whatever the fuck the bonuses are.
What does it matter? This game came out 2008 and then another one came out in like 2010.
And so $150.
Yep.
What the fuck? Comes with it.
You say whip it?
Well, it's $150 for a really old PS3 game, then what the fuck comes with it? Where are the bonuses?
Shit, movie's boring. So they can mend it and just bring it back to the fucking Redbox tomorrow.
You may as well watch it, man. You paid the money for it.
Exactly. You waste the money. Rent it, so go fucking watch it and then take it back.
Yeah, $1.26. Woo.
No, man. Fucking watch that shit.
Yeah, or you'll just waste $1.26.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wasting $1.26, what am I thinking?
Man, there was this picture. I saw this picture earlier. It was tag somebody that likes black cock. I had a whole bunch of people I could tag in it.
Yeah, including Chris.
Yeah. Harry.
How do you think they would have felt if I tagged them in that?
I don't know, but the fact that I just said including Chris and he just said yeah.
No, I said Carrie.
No,
as an example.
Chris. No, Chris, man, I said your name. right after you said yeah.
They're saying, yeah, Ty Carey in that.
No, not her.
Yeah, because that's a little too obvious. Dagger.
Of course, that's why she's funny as hell.
She only smoked black people.
Well, yes, but still.
You? Start up my spaceship.
She has a habit of eating fucking moths and shit like that. What the hell?
Did Abby just say he has a habit of eating moths?
Yep.
Oh, that fucking bitch. No, that little bitch in the fucking movie. Fucking paper, she eats hair, she eats moths.
She sleeps tangled up in weeds.
What the fuck?
Didn't you see that part?
Yes, but still, what the fuck? She sleeps underneath the bed.
That was like my dog, man. She used to do that. Not so much anymore.
I mean, hey, if you want a new dog, there you go. She is just like a dog.
Yeah, but watch that entire movie, man. It's not going to make any sense to you.
See, you can try and make it make sense to the rest of us.
I just want to see you explain to me what that movie was about.
Man, I'm watching it, but I still don't know what the fuck it's about.
No, man, watch the entire thing and then tell me what the movie was about.
Yeah, give us a review about what it was about tomorrow.
Yeah. Let it sink in a little bit.
Exactly. You need it to sink in for a few hours.
Because I sure as fuck can't tell you. Here, I'll give you the gist of it, though, from what I got. Apparently, the mother came back looking for her kid that she, you know, dropped when she jumped off the cliff. And the baby, well, here, I'll just ruin it for you, and the baby's in a box in evidence at the police place or whatever.
Yep.
But, like, when she came back looking for that kid, she found those two kids that were left in that house. So I guess she just claimed them as hers or whatever. But she's still looking for the damn baby, though. And she finally finds the damn baby. She opens up the blanket and finds out that it's dead. And she don't want it no more.
Okay, this movie just sounds gay.
Then she just takes the one kid, and here's how it ends. Big finish. The kid turns into a butterfly.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Really?
Are you serious right now?
I'm dead serious, man. Watch it. So my guess is they're actually going to make a second part to this movie.
How the fuck do you make a second part to something that horrible? Oh, wait, that's like asking how the hell they did Paranormal Activity Part 2.
It's a pause.
And 3, and 4, and 5.
See? What the hell does the description say or whatever for the movie? Like, what is it supposed to be about?
I have no
clue. Again?
I just saw the advertisement or whatever and then I was getting a movie or something. I picked that out. I was like, it's a horror movie. You got to be decent, right? No. And this person really made a song called 3:16 AM.
Oh, fuck.
Who the fuck makes a song called 3:16? I mean, there's the 3 a.m. song, there's the 5 a.m. song, there's the 4 a.m. song. The 3:16? What are you, Stone Cold?
Probably. Well, speaking of 3:16,
what other movies are out on DVD right now?
Find out. Well, horror movies or just movies in general?
Just, I guess, the most recent ones.
And while he's looking this up, I'm reading the whole synopsis for the movie, trying to see if that even makes sense.
See, man, now he's going to try to figure out what the other movie's about.
I'm just trying to figure it out without watching this shit.
Just watch it.
Yeah, I'd rather save the money.
Well, download it.
Yeah. Cheaper. Anyways, but, you know, speaking of 3:16, how about we play some D12?
You want to play a song?
Yeah.
And what song is that?
American Psycho 2, featuring Be Real.
Yeah, homie, I thought we told you. We've been fucking local. Cypress Hill, D12, bitch. I'm a little bit off the chain. Call me insane, but the fact remains that I'm a psycho. Psycho, 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 psycho. Dedicated to your brain when you say my name. Never say it in vain, cause I'm a psycho.
Fucking crazy, real fucking snap in a minute.
Bitch, I'm a motherfucking omen. I bow down to no man, split a nigga open. Killing folks, compose them. A soldier with a motive. Scroll them big as boulders. I hold them, then I load on you. Put it on a poster so everyone can notice who was focused on this poking. They nose in our business, hoping that I don't come smoke them. No one knows my notions or emotions. I'm a vulture. You niggas close to croaking any moment, and I know when. I can fuck the culture up. Probably rap. A maniac with anxiety attacks. I don't wanna chat. Speak when you spoken to. And I don't have to read a fucking magazine, a quotable to notice what you holding.
We all soldiers. We move as a unit. We all roll up and show up at your residence. Light your front door up. Get scared. Life ain't fair, and I'm prepared to blast you just as fast as Drake and say hell yeah. So watch what you say, cause it can happen either today or the next minute. I can draw on a heater or spray, and I'm dead serious. You can be dead, period. End of story. I'm on your porch with a gun in your son, sipping the 40. Nobody can hold me. I does it all by my lonely. I stump your head when you awake. You be looking like Gumby. Aftermath and shady bitch. You can read it and weep. You see my poster in the hood for the G of the week.
I'm a little bit off the chain. Call me insane, but the fact remains that I'm a psycho.
You know what? I am crazy as hell.
Dedicated to your brain. When you say my name, never say it in vain, cause I'm a psycho.
Nigga, I'm about to slap in any minute, nigga. Evacuate.
They found Saddam, but they ain't gon' find me.
No.
I be under a tree in buttfuck Tennessee. And I don't know too much about my daddy. Except be spit in my face and fuck me in the fanny. I ain't a racist, I just hate whites. Facts and dykes, blacks and transvestites. 13 years old, enjoying the fucking game. Hearing in my ass cheeks, feeling the fucking pain. Am I insane? Who really knows? Any second, my temper can fucking blow. I get colder than December. Black the fuck out tomorrow, won't even remember. See, bizarre can show you what violence is all about. And it's Dr. Dre beating, brought it the fuck out. Bring in your house, put a gun in your mouth, and blow your brains the fuck out.
I probably got a fuse or two, or maybe three or four of them. Some fell out and hit the floor. All I know is ever since my fucking head hit the snowbank, I've been a little Neanderthal. It's no thanks, I'm a man, D'Angelo Bailey, but I just take it slow daily. My biggest dilemma, trying to figure whether to use the flathead or the filler, or just go to the Home Depot and pick the new power driller. It's been 2 hours and 6 days, I'm still up. I feel like I'm about to snap any minute. There's a new Tower Records about to stop and get a fill up. Pick the new Cypress Hill up and go find who did that shit to exhibit, and go fill up a whole liquor bottle with piss and shatter his fucking lips. I'm a little bit off the chain.
A-Bug. Rest in peace, homie.
And we're back. The girl sounds retarded. Did it there. What the fuck?
Yep.
My friend that should try to make fucking spaghetti on a fucking frying pan.
And she burn it.
Closet, bitch. Yeah. Go to the closet.
Yeah, go in the closet, bitch.
Read the synopsis of this movie, and it makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
You see that? He even read it. It makes no sense. We watch it. It makes no sense.
Yep.
Well, the synopsis makes no sense. Then how the hell will watching it make any sense?
Oh, man, look at this bitch right here trying to make playing Wii look sexy. Don't you know it's a family game system? There's no way in hell you can make Wii look sexy. Chris, this would make your Assassin's Creed games better if it was a chick.
Okay, now my question is, how do people say this was a good movie? A 65 rating? Percent rating on, like, Rotten Tomatoes, which always gets horrible ratings?
Haven't you realized?
3 out of 10?
Do you realize that the world is a bunch of morons?
Pretty much. This movie just sounds like a total shit. Made in, like, 5 minutes with no clear direction. And apparently people like it.
Exactly.
Because they're idiots.
It doesn't have to make sense, as long as they're making money.
Exactly. That chick does look sexy. I was all fucking that fucking Misfits shirt.
Isn't that what?
The Misfits t-shirt.
The hell are you talking about?
Annabelle, in one scene that she's wearing like a purple shirt, it's actually a Misfits t-shirt.
Yeah, and some of them scenes she looks good. She got them lips.
Yeah.
But apparently that same chick was like in Hansel and Gretel or some shit.
Yeah, she was. They need to stop making those fucking Hansel and Gretel movies.
How many are there?
Like three?
I don't think I've ever seen any of them.
They got one up on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't do Netflix.
And by the way, yeah, no, she never played in Hansel and Gretel. I thought she did, but she didn't. I mean, she played in fucking Madagascar 3.
How was she playing that?
Yeah, how the hell do you act in that movie? It's like, what the fuck, you're a rhinoceros or whatever.
Well, they have voiceovers for the characters, right? She played Gia the Jaguar.
Well, duh, but I mean, seriously. It's like, what the hell's the point of watching a movie like that?
Yeah, that movie did kind of put me to sleep.
She also played in Veronica Mars, Blackbeard, ER, Law and Order.
Did you say Blackbeard?
Yeah, he did.
The fuck is that?
It's a TV movie, a television movie. Pretty much, it's about the notorious English pirate from the fucking
1680s. Oh, joy.
I remember that dude. Not at all. Anyways, fucking sucks.
What about pausing sucks, Chris?
I think what does the point of pausing a movie that sucks?
So, Ghetto G wants you to watch the whole thing for some odd reason.
All you hoes that tan every day are gonna look like beef jerky in 30 years. That there's this one picture somebody posted. It was somebody put a Klan member as their scarecrow. It's like, niggas will never steal my melons again.
Nice.
I was like, man, that's fucked up, but here I am laughing at it.
Oh, man. Yeah, it is fucked up, but it's funny at the same time.
Scarecrows don't work to keep anything away.
Yes, he might as well try a Klansman.
Hey, look, we got drug dealers.
Here you go. Here's a toothbrush for Spaz. It's a fucking dildo.
Why the hell?
It's a fucking toothbrush. Like, what the fuck?
A toothbrush dildo. Nice.
Pretty much.
I don't ask who the hell made it and why, but then again, it definitely fits bad, so she can figure that into a while for us.
I don't think she'd care.
No.
Probably wouldn't.
See that, man? This bitch posts some really scary-looking photos of herself, and people fucking comment like crazy on it all the time.
Who's up?
Oh, nobody.
Must be Rabbit Dunk.
No. Come on, man. I don't talk about Rabbit all the time. Although, every time she posts a status, it's about drinking all the time.
Yeah, strawberry daiquiris.
Like, bitch, we get it. You can drink now.
Shut up about it.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
Because, man, ever since she turned 21, man, that's all the status has been about. I'm partying for my birthday. I'm drinking. I'm here getting a drink. I want
every
I'm
fucking
sitting,
day of the year. She's getting a drink.
I'm sitting here drinking Bacardi with my boyfriend. I want a strawberry daiquiri. What the fuck, man? Shut up.
Like, bitch, shut up.
Like, I want to comment that so bad, but you know, I'll just be nice.
I'll just comment it. Comment it, I'll like it.
Be like, for fuck's sake, man, we get it. You're an alcoholic.
Post it, I'll like it.
Like, shit, man. It's so annoying. Like, tell us something interesting.
Yeah. Like how tight your pussy is.
Well, it's probably not.
Yeah, true.
It went from her posting nothing but food to doing nothing but drinking.
Nothing but food and Hello Kitty to nothing but drinking.
Oh, no, that Hello Kitty shit will never stop.
Hell no.
Yeah, we already know that.
I don't even understand why bitches love that shit so much.
Me either. It's stupid as hell.
It's supposed to be for little kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would never die.
What will never die?
Hello, Kitty.
Of course.
Okay, let's see what movie came out this month.
Jeez, man, I asked you that like a half an hour ago.
And then Dead Man.
Then you played a fucking song.
Dead Man Down coming out on June 18th. Movie 43. Jack the Giant Slayer. Stoke on Play. Upside Down. Divorce Invitation. The Last Exorcism Part 2. Let My People Go. American Mary.
Let My People Go.
Let's see what else came out. Phantom, The Call, The Incredible Burt, Wonderstone, As Luck Would... Oh, wait, no, that's June 25th, my bad. Oh, well, fuck it. As Luck Would Have It, Apostles of Comedy, Onwards and Upwards, My Best Enemy. Oh, wait, look here. A movie just for Daniel Bryan. It's called No.
At least he probably would have more than one thing in it.
Let's see. Into the White. The fuck?
I believe you see this.
Into the White. What is that, like interracial porn?
Probably. Crawl Space, A Place to, at the Table, and The Rambler. And let's see what's coming on in July. Tai Chi Hero. 56 Up. Venus and Serena. Herman's House.
Did you just say Venus and Serena?
Yeah.
I swear he did.
What does that got to do with a movie?
That's going to be a movie.
Why?
I have no clue.
What the fuck? Everybody else doesn't make movies for anymore.
They're fucking tennis players.
Yeah,
and nobody gives a fuck about them.
Yeah, it's a movie about them.
Nobody wants to see that.
let's see what else we got here. Tyler Perry's Temptation, The Gatekeepers, The Host, Spring Breakers, Admission, The Power
of Spring Breakers.
Few.
Spring Breakers, there we go. We can see Selena Gomez.
Hell yeah. The Fruit Hunters.
The Fruit Hunters?
Yes.
What the fuck is that about? Are you going to go ahead some fruit? Hey?
I think it's about gay people.
Vehicle 19, The Kiss of the Dam, Starbucks, The Bitter Buddha, Welcome to the Punch, Ginger and Rosa, Gita, Between Us, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Violet and Daisy, also on Wall Street, Rush Lights, Black Rock, On the Road, Philly Brown, and The Demented. That's all for July.
Dude, I've never heard of any of those movies.
Oh, except for G.I. Joe Retaliation.
That is ridiculous.
Holy shit. August 13th. Hatchet 3 comes out.
Nobody cares.
Yep. Two other movies. Ah, what the fuck, really? They had to come up with another one of these damn things. My Amityville Horror.
The second Hatchet movie fucking sucked.
My Amityville Horror. They got that coming out again.
Wait.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck about it, but sweet.
Yeah. How many damn Amityville Horror movies do they need?
No. Storm Surfers 3D Antiviral.
Storm Surfers.
This sounds gay.
Olympus Has Fallen. Damn, that shit just came out just this year. And it came out in the theaters.
Yeah.
The Guillotine, Emperor, A Band Called Death, Syrup, Three Geezers.
Syrup.
Errors of the Human Body, The Angels Share, Shadow Dancer, Alice Kills, Post Tenebras, Lux, Arthur Newman, This Is Martin Bonner.
Up in here.
On Shop Chronicles, Coach, the English teacher, 33 words, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, look. Grown up, fucking light up shoes for black people. No.
What the fuck?
Well, they need it.
No, I'm kidding. It's just
like
a Nike.
In the dark.
It's just some Nikes that light up, back. Apparently.
They brought it back, really?
I never let it go.
Oh, Ghetto, get ready to relive your childhood because the Little Rascals is back.
Oh, great. Why? Are they grown up now?
I don't know.
Yeah, they should have never did that.
I agree.
Don't touch that movie. What's wrong with you people?
It's a sequel, too.
No. Go to hell, man. Nobody cares about that movie now. So when the hell is Daniel Bryan going to shave his beard off?
Hopefully soon.
I have no clue whatsoever. I don't think he's going to.
He should.
He'll probably do it when he turns heel.
I guess.
Yeah.
Which I highly doubt that's happening.